Welcome to Bedtime Safari. Imagine you're walking through a forest unlike any other in the world. The air is warm and filled with the sound of rustling leaves, chirps, and the distant call of a creature you've never heard before. All around you, the trees are tall and twisted, their branches reaching out in every direction. Strange plants grow on the trunks, and bright green moss covers the ground. This isn't just any forest, it's a rainforest in Madagascar, a large island off the east coast of Africa. Nearly everything here is found nowhere else on Earth. It feels like stepping into a secret world. Madagascar is one of the most unique places on the planet. It's the fourth largest island in the world, and because it's been separated from other continents for millions of years, plants and animals have evolved in their own special ways. This means many of the animals you see here don't live anywhere else. As you walk along the forest path, you hear a strange sound above you, a mix between a bark and a wail. That's a lemur calling to its friends. Lemurs are Madagascar's most famous animals. They come in all shapes and sizes, from tiny mouse lemurs the size of a plum to large ones with black and white fur and big yellow eyes. Some leap from tree to tree, soaring through the air like fluffy gymnasts. Others move slowly and carefully, using their long tails to help them balance. One of the most magical things about lemurs is the way they communicate. Some sing, some grunt, and some even purr. You might see a family of them grooming each other or playing in the treetops. As you walk deeper into the forest, you spot something odd. A tree with a fat, thick trunk that looks like it's been turned upside down. This is a baobab tree, one of Madagascar's most iconic plants. Baobabs store water in their giant trunks to survive long, dry seasons. Some are hundreds of years old, and they can grow very tall and wide. When the sun sets, they look like giant shadows reaching up into the pink and orange sky. There are other strange and beautiful plants too. Orchids bloom in the shade with delicate petals in purples and whites. Spiky plants called aloes grow in dry parts of the island, and in the rainforests, green vines curl around everything like nature's decorations. In some parts of Madagascar, spiny forests grow, places where almost every plant has sharp points to keep animals from eating them. You stop and listen, something is moving in the leaves. Slowly, a chameleon crawls into view. Its eyes move in two different directions, scanning everything. As it walks along a branch, its color shifts slightly to match the bark. Chameleons are amazing lizards that can change their color, not just to blend in, but also to show how they're feeling. There are many kinds in Madagascar, from tiny ones no bigger than your fingernail to larger ones with bright, twisty tails and curly feet. As the sun climbs higher in the sky, you walk toward a stream. The water is cool and clear, and colorful frogs hop along the edge. Some are so tiny they could sit on a coin, and others are bright like little pieces of candy, blue, red, or green. These colors aren't just pretty. They warn predators that the frogs might be poisonous. You sit for a while and watch dragonflies zip over the water and hear birds chirping in the trees. Speaking of birds, Madagascar is home to some of the rarest in the world. You might see a vangus with a bright blue beak or hear the loud call of a koa hidden in the branches. Some birds here never learn to fly and live their whole lives on the ground. Every sound you hear adds to the feeling that this forest is alive and singing all around you. Now you step into a drier part of the island where the trees grow farther apart and the sun shines brightly. In the grass, a tenrec scurries by. It looks like a mix between a hedgehog and a mouse with a pointy nose and prickly fur. Tenrecs are only found in Madagascar, and they come in many forms. Some climb trees, some swim, and others dig burrows in the ground. In the distance, you spot a group of ring-tailed lemurs sunbathing on a rock. They sit upright, legs out, arms resting on their knees, as if they're meditating. Their black and white striped tails are long and graceful, and they use them to communicate with each other. When they walk in a group, they hold their tails up like flags, so everyone can see where the group is going. These lemurs live in family groups and spend a lot of time on the ground, unlike most other lemurs. Farther along, you walk through rocky hills and strange limestone towers called tsingy. These sharp, jagged rock formations rise up like a stone forest. They're hard to walk on, but many animals live in the cracks and caves. Insects buzz, birds nest, and even lemurs leap across the narrow ledges. It's like a maze carved out of stone, full of hidden life. As the day cools and the shadows grow longer, the forest begins to change again. Night animals start to wake up. You might hear the soft hoot of an owl or the high-pitched call of a nocturnal lemur. Tiny glowing eyes peek out from tree holes, and the stars begin to shine above the canopy. The forest becomes quieter, but not still. Everything moves in a gentler, secret way. Madagascar is more than just an island. It's a world of its own. Every creature, plant, and tree plays a part in keeping the ecosystem in balance. Some eat fruit and spread seeds. Some eat bugs and help control the insect population. Some simply hide and rest, adding to the beauty and mystery of this incredible place. As you slowly head back down the trail, you feel like you've stepped into a dream. The colors, sounds, and creatures of Madagascar stay with you, like a soft song humming in your mind. It's a place full of wonder, where life has found strange and beautiful ways to grow. And even as you leave, the forest keeps on living, singing and waiting to be discovered again.